You are listening to Tani Talks Parsha, the TTP, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are coming down, winding down to the last couple of Parshiot, the last couple of sections in this aspect of Vayikra. And it's interesting how the Sefer starts with Vayikra, and now we come to the Parsha of Emor itself, talking about dealing with the aspect of words, talking about how we could be involved in the words, be involved in the aspects of our life, using words, being involved in words, and being involved in those things in our life. And people used to say, sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. Not true. Not realistic and not actually true, because words are very powerful. Words are very hurtful. Unfortunately, many times there are very many mean people in the world, very destructive people in the world, very not nice people in the world, and they use words in a very damaging way. I want to focus on the idea of Emor, saying words, using words in our life, using words in our existence. It's interesting in the idea of Shlishi, you know, Hashem is commanding Moshe, talking about the Karban Ola, talking about a blemished animal. The animal had to be unblemished, especially a Karban Shlamim, in order to be acceptable. Unacceptable sacrifices are if they're blind, they have broken limbs or cuts on the lips. These are disqualifications along other ones. This is the idea in the Bar Kamsa story, which led to the destruction of the Second Temple, which all started with words. You know, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, a guy was making a feast. He wanted his really good friend Kamsa to come, but by accident, the servant invited Bar Kamsa, which was his sworn enemy for 20 years. Rabbi Foreman has a beautiful lecture series about this on alephbeta.org, a beautiful, beautiful video series. My wife and I often try to see it, if not every year, then sometimes, especially on Tisha B'Av. But the words, he invited the wrong people, he used the wrong words, and then this story just snowballs, and the guy shows up at the party, and the host is enraged. What is my schnook doing here? He's here, obviously, to ruin it, and then he makes him extremely embarrassed. Nobody stands up for him, and he gets so enraged that he basically tattletales on the Jews to the Romans, even though they were not rebelling. He pretends that they are rebelling, and he says, I'll prove it to you. I'll give them an offering. If they don't accept it, that means they're rebelling. And he splits the lip of the animal, which we see right here in Shlishi and Parshas Emor. He literally started a whole sabotage. An animal with a nicked lip or an eyelid was a perfectly acceptable sacrifice to the Romans, so they were offended because it was rejected by the Jews. It all started with the words. How destructive are words? How unfortunate our words, and we should use our words wisely. We should use our words in a proper way, in a good way. It's not only about the fact that we should use what we say lightly, but we're supposed to avoid Lashon Hara. We talked about this the other week. We should avoid Motzi Shem Ra. We should avoid even Rechilas and Avak Lashon Hara and Avak Rechilas. We should use what we can to talk in a nice way, bringing out good names about people. Motzi Shem Tov and Lashon Tov, talking good about people, because words are a beautiful gift that distinguishes us and differentiates us from the animals. You know, the animals make grunts and noises too, but they can't speak. They can't talk, and we're not talking Lahavdil, Dr. Doolittle, who could talk to animals, or even Shlomo Melch, which is probably based on Lahavdil, who could understand animals. In the regular course of nature, the regular course of life, we are distinguished and differentiated from animals because we could speak and we could talk, and we have the seichel and the ability to actually talk like humans, to be involved like humans, to do what we can to talk in the proper way, in a good way. So why would we waste our talk, on evil speech, derogatory speech, or nivopeh, cursing and debasing ourselves in terrible talk? I literally walk around to work and from work. I was listening. Unfortunately, I was waiting for the train just the other day, and I heard the guy across the platform just using every other word was an expletive. Why? Why do you debase yourself and make yourself sound literally like an animal, cursing like a pig, cursing like a donkey, sounding like an animal? You can't elevate yourself. You can't take yourself and make yourself a little lofty, that you could use your speech for good purposes, for proper purposes, a good purpose that you could actually be proud of, calling yourself a functional human. If you curse, it doesn't make you cool. If you derogatory talk to other people, it doesn't make you cool. A bully is not cool, just like a person who uses nasty language, nasty words is not cool. It's just a person that's debased. It's just a person that is wasting their time and wasting their potential, wasting their ability that they otherwise could have used for a good purpose, for a proper purpose, for a purpose that would have enlightened the world. Your speech is a gift. You should use it as a gift. You should be involved in emor, in sayings, and good positive things that you can make the world involved with. It's no coincidence that I feel that speech is so powerful, that speech is so effective, that speech is so intense and wonderful, that I literally am involved in what I can speaking with my podcast and speaking with the Tani Talks Radio. I am very passionate about audio. I'm very passionate about radio, and I love to speak. I love the message. I don't care about anyone seeing my face. I don't care about anyone seeing me in a video. I'm not into the video aspect, although many people have told me many times, do YouTube, do video. Maybe if I could upload the audio itself with like a picture or something, not of me, but just a picture in general of the logo, maybe. But I am very into audio. I'm very into the radio. I love to be on the radio. I love to do podcasts. I love to be on the Nachum Segal Show. It's a beautiful privilege, a beautiful honor for Tani Talks Radio one time in the week and Tani Talks Parsha a different time of the week. But using our gifts, using our ability, using audio, using our words to hopefully impact the way the idea was born many years ago from Hashem, putting it into my mind to do what I can to help people transfer the ability to be helped in the home, to be helped in their life, to transfer what we can from an OT perspective, and then to transfer practical audio bursts to uplift your life is what we call it. The Tani Talks podcast, practical audio bursts to uplift your life between 5 to 10 minutes. Most shows, obviously radio is the exception. It's the baby project for years now, where I go 45, 50 minutes or so, really extelling and expounding on a lesson, a topic for that week with practical lessons to keep for the audience members to keep really. But really, it's using the words, using your ability. Use your words in a good way. Speak in a good way. If you can impact people, if you have a gift, you have to use your words, you have to use your ability to impact the world in a good way, in a wonderful way. Do what you can to influence the world in a good way. Speak in an uplifted manner. Speak in a good manner. Don't speak to defame a whole Jewish nation. Don't speak to defame another person. Don't try to knock someone else down just to lift yourself up, where by nature all you're accomplishing is not doing anything constructive, but really sad and destructive in the world. Do what you can to make this world a beautiful place, a wonderful place, and do what you can to lift up the world with your words. It talks about Emor El Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the people. Talk to the people. How can you speak to the people? How can you talk to the people? You can easily make a podcast, JewishPodcast.fm. I'm very much involved with that. My 5 shows are there. I'm happy to help you. You can go to that website, click create a podcast, easy to sign up, and then your podcast will be all over the place, all over the world. There is a fee per month, but it's totally worth it, I'll tell you myself. And then you could be heard on our player and Yidpod and all across iTunes and Google and Spotify. It is so cool to see your own shows up there, I'll tell you from personal experience. But you can use your words. You can influence the world. You can literally talk to the world with using your words, and you can make sure to ensure that you don't debase other people, you don't defame other people, you don't defame the nation. Sanctify God's name in how you speak, how you present yourself, how you talk to another. It literally is the ability to separate ourselves from the animals. It literally is the ability to separate ourselves from the beasts of the world. Do you want to be a beast, or do you want to be a prince? Do you want to be like a donkey, or do you want to be a princess? You have the ability to uplift your life, to uplift yourself with how you speak and how you talk. It should be in a dignified manner. It should be in a princely manner. It should be in an uplifted manner, doing what you can to make the world a better place. So when you think about how you speak, when you think about who you speak to, yes, you could be funny. Yes, you could carry a sense of humor. But a good comic, I've said this before on a different show, a good comic doesn't have to put anyone else down. A good comic doesn't have to use rated whatever material. You could keep it clean. You could keep the curses out, and you could still be funny, because life has such funny situations. Life has such funny aspects that you don't need to be mean. A kosher, clean comic is a rarity, but it is a beautiful thing to behold indeed. Ashley Blaker is excellent and very funny. David Kalimnik is very funny and very awesome. Ellie Leibovitz is awesome and very funny. You can see all these people on YouTube and their websites and whatnot. And they do wonderful work because they use their words to uplift, to make people laugh, but in a good, kosher, wonderful way. You could read excellent books and you could see how they talk to one another. The Jewish novels that we love so much on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And sometimes I'll sneak it during the week also, but there are also Jewish shows and Jewish movies and different Jewish programming. Yidflix, YIDFLICKS.com is also a wonderful avenue. It's basically like a Jewish version of Netflix with music videos and cooking and children's programming. Excellent. So many videos, so many audio, Jewish podcast.fm. You can hear the words to influence your life. You could listen to podcasts to uplift your life. Listen to the words. Yidpod, YIDPOD is a beautiful way to listen to Jewish podcasts. Of course, Jewish radio is awesome. JM and the AM and all the programming on NSN, on the NSN app, is beautiful and wonderful, aside from the ability to be on the show for Tani Talks Radio and Tani Talks Parsha, which is awesome. But this is all wonderful ways to use words, to be influenced by words, to uplift through words, through Torah, through mitzvahs and chesed. How we talk really influences people in our life and really influences the world. Words can actually hurt. Be careful with how you speak and, of course, how you respond. A soft-spoken manner in response or no response at all also says volumes, like we talked about the other week. Vayidom Aaron, Aaron not responding, not using words, was actually a lesson in and of itself. But make sure to use your words wisely, and you will be ever the wiser for doing so in your life and in the life of those around you. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, the TTP, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.